Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Alvina, it's me. I've just discovered the most amazing thing. It's called Shaker and Spoon, and it's a subscription cocktail service. I can learn how to make handcrafted cocktails right here at the office. From now on, our Scrabble nights will be even more fun. Every box comes with enough ingredients to make 3 different cocktail recipes, developed by world-class mixologists. All I need to do is buy 1 bottle of that month's spirit, and I have all I need to make 12 drinks at home. That's 7 for me and 5 for you. And it's just $40 to $50 per month, plus the cost of the bottle. That is much cheaper than Veuve Clicquot. Unless we get Joey and Salvatore to raid a van again, of course. Oh, and you can skip or cancel boxes any time. My first Shaker and Spoon box just arrived. What do you say we start our Scrabble session a bit early? I'm already shaking. P.S. Alvina. If you want your own set, you can get $20 off your first box at shakerandspoon.com/Amelia.
Do you also want your Scrabble nights to be even more fun? Well, as an Amelia listener, you can simply visit shakerandspoon.com/Amelia and you will get $20 off any length subscription. The discount will automatically be applied when you check out. Host your first Amelia listening party or give a subscription to Shaker and Spoon as a gift to a friend or family member. Once more, that's shakerandspoon.com/Amelia. Hello, dear listeners. You've reached the final day of the 12 Deaths of Christmas. We hope you've been enjoying it, and if you'd like to help pay the actors, writers, artists, and sound designers behind it, we'd be really happy if you'd consider becoming a patron from just $2 by visiting ameliapodcast.com and going to support the show. Day 12 is dedicated to Hilia Haase, who will be buried under her own books to read pile on the nightstand and will reappear as a barista in a bookshop cafe. Thanks, Hilia, and thank you to all our patrons who allow us to keep up this merry mayhem.
Listen. Listen.
Listen.
Oh.
As silent as a feather in the wind.
As silent as freshly fallen snow in the morning.
As silent as the landing of a felled tree in an empty woods.
As silent as a shadow speaking to a dream.
I had forgotten what it's like not to hear squawking and cooing and clucking and flapping and mooing and dancing and piping.
How did you do it?
Selfium.
That's some sort of drug?
Sends you into emotionless slumber. Slows the heart rate to 10 beats a minute.
But they'll be okay, right? I mean, they'll wake up.
In approximately 8 hours.
Which gives us time for a party!
You know what?
A party?
I agree. A celebration is in order.
It's gonna have to be a quiet one.
There's no such thing as a quiet party, Amelia.
Well, there's gonna have to be, because I can't take any more noise.
12 disappearances in 12 days.
When you accepted this case, Amelia, I thought it was crazy. I thought it could never be done. And while I still think it was crazy, we did do it. So, hooray to us!
Wait. You still have to tell me how you extracted the last Hollingworth daughter.
It was amazing.
It really was.
Oh, now I feel like I missed out.
You really did.
Kozlovsky, you should have given them that silphium thing earlier. Then I wouldn't have had to stay back here on gift duty.
I was busy with the yeast.
The yeast?
The ingredient for Pamela Hollingworth's disappearance.
Death by yeast?
Mm-hmm. It is something I have wanted to try for a long time. And I must say, I was most pleased with the result.
So come on, how did it go down? Tell me!
Well, Pamela does all the family baking, you see.
I know. For Christmas, she baked 80 gingerbread men, a 2-meter stollen, 100 peppermint macaroons, and a gingerbread house the size of a shed.
You read my case file!
Of course, Alvina. I always read your case files.
Anyway, the days of epic baking are gone. Pamela and Papa Hollingworth are alone in the cold and lifeless house. Mr. Hollingworth sends her into the kitchen to make a loaf.
Poor old Cuthbert. Almost makes one feel sorry for him.
Until you remember he screwed over his wife, swindled his employees, and kept his daughters captive to cater to his every whim.
Quite.
Pamela dissolves the yeast, mixes the ingredients, kneads the dough, then puts it in the proving drawer to rise.
Wait. But the yeast... This is something Kozlovsky tinkered with?
You have never seen dough rise like this. After 3 minutes, the proving drawer can no longer contain the dough, and it shatters.
What?
The dough continues to balloon at an alarming pace, like some monstrous self-inflating bauble. It fills the kitchen.
Mr. Hollingworth, hearing the commotion, runs to the kitchen and tries to push open the door, but he can't. The dough's resistance is too strong.
Dough starts seeping out from under the door, covering Mr. Hollingworth's shoes and swiftly spreading to the hallway.
Then a bang and the door shatters.
Ooh.
Cuthbert is knocked flat by the expanding dough.
From the other end of the kitchen, he hears Pamela's muffled voice. He claws into the dough, trying to tunnel his way through the sticky mess to find his daughter.
But it is futile. The dough rises faster than he can dig.
Eventually, he has to accept that his last daughter has met a sticky end.
Nice one, Alvina.
And flee the dough. He rushes upstairs and waits for the dough to settle.
Which it does after about 15 minutes.
Cuthbert's going to have one hell of a job shoveling dough out of his house. And once it's all gone, no trace of Pamela will be found.
I have to say, that is very impressive. Nice work, Kozlovsky. Oh,
thank you. It was most entertaining.
And that's that. All 12 Hollingworth sisters safely evacuated. Shall I get the champagne?
Wait. I think we should make this a belated Christmas party. Don't you?
What?
Since we missed out...
We celebrated in the van.
Not the same.
No. We didn't have a Christmas tree in the van.
I said we should take one,
Taking a Christmas tree with burning candles, I'll never understand why you insist on actual candles when we're in the 21st century. Taking that in a van is insane.
Right, yes. Well, taking a Christmas tree in the van is insane, but taking a partridge, 2 turtle doves, 3 French hens, 4 calling birds, 6 geese a-laying, 7 swans a-swimming, 8 maids a-milking, and 9 ladies dancing is fine?
Oh, those were simpler times.
Well, I'm going to get this party started.
You mean the silent party?
A quiet celebration. I'll light the candles on the tree, we can dim the lights, and have a moment of calm contemplation.
But with booze?
Champagne?
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
Oh, jolly.
Normal people have already thrown their tree on the sidewalk by now.
Bah, humbug. It's the 12th day of Christmas. Still plenty of time for wassailing around the tree. Where are Joey and Salvatore? We need their bass and baritone.
I am afraid they are asleep.
What? Salvatore too?
Both of them, yes.
Then wake them up. They won't want to miss a party.
I am afraid it is a very deep sleep.
You didn't drug them too, did you?
Oh, no, but they did help me. You see, administering silphium to 7 cows, 8 maids, 9 ladies, 10 lords, 11 pipers, 23 grown birds, 24 goslings plus 1 baby partridge was more than a one-man job. The ladies would not stop dancing, and the lords, would not stop leaping. Joey and Salvatore were very helpful catching leaping lords. But they also,
Self-experimented with the drug?
Yes.
Of course they did.
Oh, well.
More champagne for us. Ha ha.
Okay, I've just lit the last candle. Come on, switch off the lights. It's time to gather round the tree.
Oh, goody.
A majestic tree.
I just love the way the candles reflect in the baubles.
Let's not talk about baubles. I'm done with baubles.
Oh no, these baubles are ethically sourced. They're from a local Christmas market. I would never hand cash to the Hollingworth Christmas Empire.
Hang on. What happened to the star?
Sorry?
The star at the top of the tree.
Oh.
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 It's been replaced with... with...
how strange.
An envelope?
Who did this?
Is it a surprise? Some sort of gift?
Not from me.
Not from me?
Not me.
Well, not from me either.
I think we can safely assume it's not from Joey or Salvatore.
Very strange indeed.
Let's get it down. Pass me that stool.
Here you go.
Watch out for the candles, Amelia.
Got it.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Do you think it's safe to open it?
Oh, please. Go on, Amelia.
Very well. Here goes.
Well?
Dear Amelia and team, we would like to thank you for all you have done over the past 12 days.
It is from the Hollingworth sisters.
How did they get the letter in here without us noticing?
Well, they've done it before. Remember when I found that letter from Dorothy on my desk?
Those girls are good at smuggling things in and out of places. That's how they got in touch with us in the first place. I'm almost wondering whether we should have offered them a new life working here. We could do with those skills. They could have become our own private cat burglar team.
Ah, you think of that now? That's actually a really good idea. That would at least offer some compensation for this case. But it's too late now. I gave them their new passports this morning. They're probably in some airport departure lounge, waiting for a flight to the US, Mexico, or Australia.
Should I continue?
Please do.
You accepted to help us without asking for anything in return, a genuine display of the Christmas spirit, which is why we have decided to repay you.
Oh, they are going to pay us? Oh, so we're not starting the new year with a colossal loss? Oh, my goodness. I am so relieved. I've been fretting about how we will make up the shortfall. I was thinking about sending the dancing ladies on tour, or maybe opening a petting zoo, or a dairy farm, or a cheese shop, maybe.
Which is why we have decided to repay you in kind.
In kind?
With the Christmas spirit.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I thought you loved Christmas.
Are we getting some of Pamela's gingerbread men?
Go on.
By the time you read this, you will have received your gifts. Have you seen any parcels anywhere?
They said they're paying with the Christmas spirit. It's probably love or something. Or they've lit a candle for us in some church.
Or cookies. Cookies, cookies, cookies.
Go on.
By the time you read this, you will have received our gifts. One for each day of Christmas. Oh no.
What?
What?
I thought so.
A partridge in a pear tree, two turtle doves, three French hens.
You mean to say, not only did we miss Christmas to work flat out on an incredibly difficult case, not only was it very costly and brought in zilch, but all the time, they were actually throwing obstacles in our way?
I don't think that's how they see it.
Well, how do you see it?
I agree that taking on this case may not have been the best idea. And yes, I admit that partly I was motivated by... well, you know this isn't exactly my favorite time of year, but I did also feel genuinely sorry for them. And then, of course, there was the hope of the Hollingworth... Wait, let me read on. A partridge in a pear tree, two turtle doves...
If I hear that list of birds, lords, ladies, and pipers, and whatnot one more time, I am going to punch someone.
Right, I'll skip that. But you will have noticed that there is a gift missing.
No! No! No more gifts! No! Lock the doors! Bar the windows! Batten down the hatches! Stop it! Make it go away!
5 gold rings.
Oh.
Oh!
You will find in this envelope 5 24-karat gold rings, each adorned with the Hollingworth family crest in jewels.
Yes!
The Hollingworth family heirlooms! I told you I had heard about that!
I knew it!
Continue.
Dad can handle losing us, but when he finds out the rings have gone, he will be inconsolable. We have replaced the rings with plastic toys from Christmas crackers. A wind-up Mickey Mouse, a badge that says Santa's Little Helper, a plastic mustache, a stencil, and an alien with a parachute.
Good on you, Hollingworth
girls. Oh, yes, well played.
Thank you for our new lives, and may the Christmas spirit always be with you. Judith, Clarice, Penelope, Sybil, Natalie, Rachel, Germaine, Dorothy, Gemma, Laura, and Pamela Hollingworth.
Aww.
How heartwarming.
And here they are, 5 gold rings.
Mmm. Woof. That's quite something.
Listen.
Listen.
Listen!
I have not heard drumming like that since we were undercover in the Kentucky State Marching Band.
Oh, of course! 12 drummers drumming. With everything else going on, I'd almost forgotten. Our last gift.
Well, let's get it over with.
They're really good. Come over to the window. Look down there.
Oh, the neighbors are not going to be happy about this.
Open the window. Wait, is that?
Well, I was thinking the same thing.
But it's... it's...
The 12 Hollingworth sisters.
The 12 Hollingworth sisters drumming their thanks.
Aww. Well, what should we toast to?
How about...
The Christmas spirit.
Very good. The Christmas spirit.
Stay tuned for the epilogue, but first, the credits. The 12 Deaths of Christmas was written by Philip Thorne and Øystein Ulsberg Braga with script consultancy by Marty Parzival. It featured Alan Bergen as the interviewer, Julia C. Thorne as Alvina, Julia Morizawa as Amelia, Hemi Yeroham as Kozlovsky, Stan Morris as Joey, Fernando Tiberini as Salvatore, and Sarah Golding as all the milkmaids. Sound design and music was by Adam Raymonda and graphic design by Anders Pedersen. The Amelia Project is a production of Imploding Fictions and is brought to you by the generosity of our patrons. We are so grateful to all of our patrons, and we'd like to give a shout out to our super patrons. At the time of recording, that's Celeste Joes, Heat 312, Rodney Dulligy, Jem Fiddick, Alban Asant, Amelie and Alison, Stephanie Weitenhiller, Rafael Eduardo Vifas Verastaki, Alison Throw, Patricia Bornwagner, Bryce Godmer, Cliff Heisinger, Michael West, Tom Putnam, Diana Birchenbreiter, Tim McMackin, Blythe Varney, Parker Percy, Sophie H., Natalie Aurora, Lee and V. Hewardine, Mr. Squiggles, David Livingston, Tony Fisher, Tibby, Florian Byers, Courtney Mays Renson, Boo, Jackie B., Helia Haase, Liebre Diaconito, Mark Skrobenek, Astra Kim, Olivia Dodson, Philip Hansen, and Michael David Smith. If you've joined us as a super patron in recent weeks, thank you so much. You'll be getting a shout out once we release Season 5, Part 3. You'll also be getting early access to that once it's ready. More info about the show and how to support us at ameliapodcast.com.
Alfina, I still don't understand why we had to extract the Hollingworth sisters one by one over a period of 12 days. I mean, why?
It's in the case files!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.